one of the things I thought was interesting was when the patient got bronchitis, the doc wrote in that they ruled out COVID. And I'm curious, Govindan, right now, how workups of patients with pneumonitis or pulmonary problems is being affected by the COVID crisis. Are there situations where you kind of not sure what to do?
So absolutely. We have a clearly defined policy. I'm sure others have to. Patients, if they are suspected to have COVID, either based on the radiographic appearances or clinical symptoms, they are put in the outpatient clinic. We have a special area for them to be screened. They're sent home if they are not sick. And then we do two tests, nasopharyngeal swabs, 24 hours apart before we resume any medical therapy. If they are sick, there are designated COVID units where they get admitted. And these are negative pressure rooms, and that's where they're taken care of. But our rule is two negative tests 24 hours apart before we can resume therapy. We don't screen routinely everybody before chemotherapy. The point is that you can be negative today truly, and then you could get chemo and then pick up a COVID infection. So I'm not sure the negative test would be that reassuring. We ask people to take the precautions that we all take these days, and that's how we approach that.
Julie, one of these docs was telling me that they had a patient who was felt perfectly well, but when they went for screening CAT scan, the radiologist read it as, you know, suggestive of COVID. Patient completely asymptomatic. The patient's on a checkpoint inhibitor, so they didn't know what, you know, they were thinking it was maybe pneumonitis. Is there a difference in imaging? But I would think there should be a big difference, but I don't know, maybe not. Is there a difference in imaging COVID versus IO toxicity?
According to our radiologists, there are some slight differences, but, you know, I think it really truly depends on the situation, and there can be some similar changes, you know, ground glass opacities that are scattered throughout. You can see in both. So I think for a lot of our patients right now, if they come in, have changes on CT scan and otherwise asymptomatic, we are screening for COVID.
Eddie, we've been talking about the challenges of diagnosing patients who are on IOs with lung cancer and have pulmonary problems because you have the issue of potentially COPD, cardiovascular disease, you have the tumor, and now we're adding in another theoretical consideration, which is COVID. Can you talk a little bit about how you approach patients on IOs who have pulmonary problems?
Yeah, I think this has always been a concern. Lung cancer patients are different, particularly with respect to their pulmonary issues. And even on a clinical level, I've had issues where the front desk didn't want to let a patient into the clinic because they were coughing severely. And of course, this is not the only patient that I've ever seen who has lung cancer who had a significant cough. And fortunately, we were able to work with everyone and give people a level of comfort to bring the patient in and be seen. And their problem clearly was lung cancer, as would be expected. I think that it is always difficult to know what's going on from a radiologic perspective. And I think that there are some changes that will be indeterminate. I think the one thing that I would say about your question to Julie about the COVID appearances on scans is we're still learning a lot about COVID-19. And we know there are all those asymptomatic carriers and patients who aren't really showing any symptoms. We don't really know what their CT scans look like. And so I think it's hard to tell a radiologist that would be seeing a patient saying, this looks like COVID-19 to me. My bias would be to test that patient and see. I think it's something we don't have a great handle on.
Yeah, I think before COVID, everything was called pneumonitis. And now everything's being called COVID. But I think, you know, honestly, in someone on IO, you don't know. And so we do routinely, if someone has changes or symptoms that we really think is probably pneumonitis, we're still screening for COVID because of the possibility.
It also brings up another question I heard from a couple of these docs, which is, who do you test? I mean, should you test every patient who's about to be given, you know, chemo or systemic therapy? What are you doing right now at Hopkins, Julie?
Right now for systemic therapy, we are not testing. We're testing based on symptoms or exposure. But I can tell you our radiation oncology department is considering testing all patients that are about ready to start on radiation therapy. And again, you know, what happens in the middle of treatment? Do you test them every day? Do you test them on a weekly basis? I think we just don't know how best to handle these patients. But from a testing standpoint, in that situation, you're really more concerned about that patient exposing others, including other healthcare workers as well.
Govindan?
So, you know, it's interesting. area because it is changing. It is going to change in the coming months even more. It also varies from different parts of this, from one area to another part of the country. We have tested 998 patients, close to 1,000 patients at WashU with cancer. For one reason or the other, we have tested them for COVID. And 63 turned out to be positive. And only 11 have so far, fortunately, died. But again, that's the 11 out of 63 is a big number, sadly. Our radiation oncologist brought up the same issue. When I asked them, are we going to test every day? Then they backed off. So I think people have to be cognizant of their practical challenges.